Good morning. High pressure building back in is in control of our weather early on this Wednesday across interior New York and New England. Skies have cleared out nicely, and we will enjoy a good amount of sunshine for the first part of the day. A little chilly, but seasonably so to start off, with most everyone in the upper 20s and lower 30s. With that sunshine, temperatures will rebound nicely back through the 30s and into the 40s for the first half of the day today. Then some high to mid-level clouds will start to stream in as readings approach the 50-degree mark. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken this evening, but it will remain dry as we head through the first part of the night. Then the next system will begin to approach with a chance for some light snow or a rain-snow mix before sunrise on Thursday. Low temperatures will drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s to support some wet snow accumulation, especially across the higher terrain where we could pick up an inch or two by Thursday morning. In the valley locations, the transition will be quicker over to rain showers, and that will leave us with minor or no accumulations and mainly on grassy surfaces. After the sun comes up on Thursday, any wet snow will transition to just plain rain before tapering off, perhaps even some partial sunshine before this system moves through by the end of the day on Thursday, and highs will be back into the mid-40s. Another wave of low pressure will approach on Thursday night with a good chance of rain and lows back into the lower 40s. On Friday morning, that rain will wind down quickly out ahead of a cold front. Skies will be partly sunny. The wind will increase out of the southwest, pushing temperatures all the way up toward the 70-degree mark. When that cold front punches through, we'll have the risk of a few scattered showers, even some thunderstorms on Friday afternoon before temperatures drop behind the front. This will set us up for a dry but chilly weekend with mostly sunny skies and a northwest breeze on Saturday, and sunny skies and less wind on Sunday, both days in the lower 40s. Another disturbance will approach from the Tennessee Valley early next week with a chance of wet snow or rain on Monday and Tuesday, with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strong upper-level low is forecast to sit over California through the middle of the week while disturbances move east over the Four Corners. This will generate precipitation across the Intermountain West over the next couple of days. Snow levels will drop across the southwest in the wake of a passing cold front, bringing snow to the Mohegan Rim as well as to the Wasatch and Central Rockies through tonight. Snow totals across these areas will average 6 to 12 inches, with the highest totals approaching 2 feet in the highest elevations. By tomorrow, periods of snow will overspread the central high plains where accumulations of 4 to 6 inches are possible. Blizzard warnings have been issued for western Nebraska and southeastern Wyoming tomorrow due to the strong northeasterly winds. Meanwhile, ahead of the upper-level disturbance, Gulf of Mexico moisture is expected to interact with a warm front across the southern plains and the mid-south. Scattered showers and storms are possible, with the greatest risk for storms in the southern plains, where a slight to enhanced risk of severe weather is in place, along with the slight risk for excessive rainfall and flash flooding. At Mount Washington this morning, blowing snow and fog, 10 degrees, with a west wind at 61, gusting to 69 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, clear skies and 41 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear and 33 degrees, the dew point 17, 52% relative humidity, a west wind at 6 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.39 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the lower 50s, Boston sunny in the lower 50s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 51 degrees, the low 35, the average temperature 43, that's 8 degrees above normal. 0.2 of an inch of snow yesterday, for the month 0.3, and for the season 42.6 inches, which is 11.5 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today 45 degrees, the average low 26, the record high 69 set in 2012, and the record low 8 below zero in 1900. Sunrise this morning, 7:01 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:06 p.m. 12 hours and 5 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Thickening clouds with snow moving in late tonight in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-50s. Thickening clouds with rain moving in late tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Thickening clouds with rain and snow moving in late tonight, lows in the mid-30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs near 50. Thickening clouds with snow moving in late tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds today with highs around 50. Thickening clouds with rain and snow moving in late tonight in the lower to mid-30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, some wet snow and rain in the morning, then scattered showers in the mid-40s. Morning rain, then partly sunny skies Friday, a shower or storm later in the afternoon near 70. Mostly sunny and chilly both weekend days in the lower 40s Saturday and Sunday, and another chance of some rain and wet snow both on Monday and Tuesday in the 40s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.